Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking with Eric Quinn. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Paul. How are you?
All right. Congratulations. August 25th, that's actually tonight, meet the author and book signing event at Harry Street Coffee location in Jersey City. They're hosting a book signing for you. Congratulations to you. That's on Bergen, 695 Bergen Avenue, Jersey City in New Jersey. So you have a book. You're a health guru. And is the name of the book, do I have this right, Intentional Training?
Yes.
Okay. So what does intentional training mean?
You know, I thank you for the health guru. I don't really call myself a guru, but just somebody who is interested in helping people, not just training better, but becoming a better person. Intentional training goes beyond just training. It's not about teaching somebody a new fad, but teaching people how to perform exercises in a more efficient and effective way. And beyond that, it also helps the person become more bodyful instead of mindful, because every time we say mindful, we think about the mind in the head. But the mind is the whole body. It's not just the head. So with intentional training, what I do is just help people connect through the body, connect and change and help their executive functions by stopping, by scanning their body when they exercise instead of just jumping into the exercise mindlessly. That's what intentional training is.
Excellent. Very interesting. You know, they're starting to say that we have a second brain. The second brain is the gut and the bacteria in the gut. So I guess we learn more about the power of the body, and I hear how you're pulling it together, the brain and the body. So does somebody what are you sharing in the book that will help our listeners?
What I'm sharing in the book is some of the research I've done and some of the people I've worked with, how they've come to change from, there's one of the guys I trained, he said he had ADHD. I know he doesn't, but he said he has it. And I know he doesn't because I'm a behavioral therapist. And those are my two passions, behavioral therapy and fitness. So that's why I started this, because I wanted to combine the psychology and the emotions with the fitness. So what I bring to the book is how this person specifically went from not being able to focus on anything to stopping and understanding what his body was doing while he was exercising, and how he translated that into his everyday life. So it's a very interesting process. Let me rewind a little bit. And the person that said that we have another brain. Yes, we do have another brain. And the situation here is that we need to stop saying the body and the mind as if it was two different things. Body and mind is just one in the same process. We don't have two different parts. We can't do body without the mind, and we can't do mind without the body. So everything works together. There's only one constant communication within the body, within the different parts of the body that makes it one. So, talk about the importance of the central nervous system in how we function and how we exercise again, and also I talk about things like Tai Chi, how Tai Chi works as meditation in motion, and how you can achieve meditation in motion while exercising. It doesn't have to be something like Tai Chi. You can do weight training, you can do running, you can do things like that. And by the way, I know of a lot of people that when they are running, they feel as if they are in a different dimension, because they get into that meditation mode. So those are the things I talk about in the book, which I think are great because I just love it.
So were you a behavioral, in that field, literally, a behavioral therapist, or what?
Yeah, Yes, behavioral specialist. I've been working on that for more than 15 years, and in fitness for more than 20. So I always thought that there was something that I always thought that people exercising were doing it for a reason, but I didn't know what the reason was. I knew it wasn't the reason they thought it was. For instance, most 95% of people who exercise have no clue what they're really exercising for. Their thing is because they want to look good and they want to feel good, but it goes beyond that. It's usually an emotional reason, the true reason why they exercise. So your exercise is not going to change. The way you go about exercise is not going to change unless you really understand why you're doing it. So those are the things I focus on or I bring the attention to.
Why does somebody exercise?
Well, most of the people in all this time I've been in the fitness field, every time you ask somebody why they exercise, you usually get the same responses. I exercise because I want to lose weight. I exercise because I want to gain weight. I want to gain muscles. I want to tone, and some sort of response like that. Very, very seldom you hear somebody saying that they want to exercise because they want to stay healthy, or they want to become healthy, or they want to be able to move easier, which, by the way, should be the main reason people exercise. And everything else, they're looking better, they're having a toned body, et cetera, is just an effect of the exercise, but not the main reason people should exercise. So I'm bringing awareness to that.
So I would always say, I want to look good.
Me too.
I in my mind, so let's think on that. I mean, me in my mind, you know, I look at guys with, 50 abs, or six-pack, or all that kind of stuff, and you're really fit, and I'm not even close, okay? I'm way out of there. And so I guess in my mind, I think that is attractive in the body. And that's,
right.
In essence, you look fit. It doesn't necessarily mean internally, you know, you're fit, I guess, medically fit, but you physically look fit.
Absolutely.
So is that one of the reasons why someone does exercise? And what happens if you don't really, you know, succeed? Do you lose? Because a lot of people join gyms right in January, and then they're finished by February.
By the second week in January, they're done.
Right. Why is that?
So,
because I think behavior has to have something to do with it, no?
Yes, exactly. So what happened here in that situation is that we've been sold this image of these beautiful bodies and stuff and a six-pack, and we think that's a fit body. You know, this is a toned body, but it might not be fit. And we think, because we are constantly bombarded with those images, we think that's what we should aim for. And a lot of people think that their body should be like that, men and women. And that's why in January they say, okay, I'm going to the gym, and this time I'm going to do it. But they failed to continue because they don't know why they're doing it. So unless you really understand why you're exercising, you're never gonna win at the workout and the looking your best, because you don't know why you're doing it. So you have no strong reason, strong enough reason to continue. So since our attention is in the outside, meaning is in how we look in comparison to somebody else, then the reasons will never be strong enough. Unless you come inside within yourself and really say, okay, I'm training because I like the attention. Now we're talking about something totally different. Okay, so you like attention, then you being honest with yourself, so you're going to go about training differently than if you didn't know why you were going to the gym and looking at yourself in the mirror every 2 minutes.
So is one good consideration for exercising and training to be it'll keep me alive?
Keep
me alive longer?
Yes, absolutely. So Exercise, first of all, again, exercising should help you move with more ease. That should be the main reason you exercise, to help you move better. And also with that, you know, you become healthier, you know, and then all the chemicals that your body creates while you're exercising, which make you feel better. And the body toning, which is going to show the shapes of the different muscles. So according to TV and everybody else, that's beautiful. So you want to show that. And on top of that, the people telling you that you look great because they continue to compare you with the usual stereotype of what a beautiful body is. So, yes, absolutely.
All righty. Well, is this your first book?
It's, yes, my first book about training. Yes, I have another book, but it's in Spanish. It's called Your Common Sense Is Not Very Common. But this is my first book in English.
Your common sense is not very common.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, where can people learn about you? Do you have a website?
Yes, my website is ariennquinn.com. I have a few things under construction, so they're not going to find much right now. But by the end of this week, it should be up and running. And I'm going to be giving more information on my website about that. And I'm going to live stream, I think that's how you call it, on Facebook, the book signing tomorrow night.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations, sir. That's a
Thank
really,
you, Paul.
I can hear your passion inside of you to want to share your knowledge with others. So I'm sure the book will do well, and you'll help many. Think more about what their intention is to do what they're doing. Let me ask you two last quick questions. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
I'm sorry?
What is good news for you in any aspect of your life?
What is good news to me?
Yeah, what would be good news for you?
Regarding the book or just in general?
Life in general or book, whatever you want to share.
Well, good news to me is well, everyday good news to me is knowing that I'm healthy. That's definitely good news, that I don't have any extracurricular pain or anything like that. That's good news. Knowing that I can breathe and I can move, that's great news. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, there's your intention. And then thusly you act out your life with that kind of an intention when it gets down to the nitty-gritty. Last question.
Absolutely.
We're very involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st. And I ask many people, what does peace mean to them? So what does peace mean to you, Eric?
Peace, first of all, with myself, is understanding that I'm centered. When I say centered, means that I'm being honest with myself, being honest to myself, and being the best person I can be, because only by then I can bring that same stuff to everybody else. So that's peacefulness to me. That's what it means. So it starts with me, and it continues by giving it to other people, to share it with other people.
Love it. Okay. Great thoughts. Eric, congratulations.
Thank you.
A great time tonight. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope to see you guys over there.
Okay. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.